Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Isn't always easy. Family life comes with its joys, its struggles, and its stories. That's why we created Family Room, the show where real conversations about parenting and family happens. Join Faye Kemi every Saturday at 6 p.m. on Radio Africana, right here in Manchester, as we dive into heartfelt conversations, from raising confident children to keeping love alive at home to building stronger family bonds. Whether you are a parent, guardian, or simply part of a family, Family Room is your space to listen, share, and grow together. Family Room, because every family has a story worth telling. Only on Radio Africana, Manchester.
Good evening and welcome back to the Family Room on Radio Africana, the space where we talk about parenting, we talk about children, and of course we talk about family life with an African heart and a global voice. And I'm your host, Faye Kemi, and I'm so glad you're spending this Valentine's season with me. If you just joined us in part one of our Valentine's special, you remember we talked honestly about how migration changes love. The pressure, the fast pace of Western life, the bills, the loneliness, and how many couples are surviving but always connecting. Thanks to everyone that joined me on TikTok Live last Sunday after the show. We had an amazing time and I had so many people joining and some people commenting about love and how it has affected, you know, it affects migrant family, especially if they bury their love under stress. Yes. And tonight in part two, we'll go deeper, not to blame anyone, but to heal, to understand and to rebuild. Yes, to understand ourselves and to rebuild, because love definitely does not disappear. is just get buried under stress. And if you're listening, thinking, this sounds like my home, you're not alone. We are right there in this space together. So, because like I said, on the family room, this season of Valentine, we're not talking about anything but love. And hope you've been enjoying the Valentine season. Hope you've had a wonderful Valentine experience today. For me and my family, we actually enjoyed ourselves because we got an amazing company that came into our home to cook for us, and we did had an amazing time. It's a serious Valentine experience. So sit down together with me in this room, and I'm going to go back now to pay another tribute to our one and only Ron Kenoly, who just passed on to glory. So we take it away with blessings and honor. We take it away with glory and power. We take it away with everything about Ron Kenoly. We'll be right back after the show.
Oh yes.
Blessing and honor, glory and power, be unto the ancient of days. From every nation, all of creation, bow before the ancient of days. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you will be exalted, O God, and your kingdom shall not pass away, O ancient of days.
Oh, blessing and honor,
glory and power,
be unto
the ancient of days.
From every nation,
all of creation,
Lord divine,
bow before the ancient of days.
Every tongue
in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne.
My Lord,
in worship you will be exalted, O God, and your kingdom shall not pass away. Oh, ancient of days.
Yeah, you welcome back. It's to the family room on Radio Africana, and I'm your host, Faye Kemi. Remember, we talk about family life, we talk about parenting, and we talk about children. Thank you everyone that always join us live on TikTok. I'm not live on TikTok today. I'm not live on Facebook as well as Instagram today, because I know a lot of people are enjoying themselves with their families. Yes, it's a Valentine season. So now we're going to be talking about so many things that has to do with love language. And I believe everybody is going to enjoy, and are going to enjoy themselves during this show today. Remember, if you're going to call us, you call us on 0161-222-9960. That's Radio Africana's number. And of course, if you want to send us messages, and that brings me to say a very big thank you to everyone across the globe that sent in their questions during the week. Thank you so much for sending in your questions. So, and today we're going to be talking about one of the biggest lies we tell ourselves, is that love should survive automatically. But the truth is, migration changes everything. So I'm talking about people that have left wherever. So I don't want to say African and Caribbean alone, because some people actually left Asia to move to Canada or to move to USA. So I would say that migration changes everything. You know, there's this roles shift, there's power dynamics change, because sometimes, you know, maybe back for people that are in Africa, a lot of people will say, oh, it's the man that is the breadwinner, that pays the house bills,
that pays all the bills in the house and all that. So, but if you really look at it, it is not the same, you know, when it comes to people when they migrate to the Western world. So it's always like, it's always like a 50-50 thing, or a 40 or a 30-70 thing. You see the man and the woman doing things together. So that's why I said sometimes, and sometimes you see the woman, maybe the woman has more, is earning more or doing more, has time to do more things or into business. And of course, you know, even for migrants, stress increases, support system disappears because there's nobody, you know. Those are the things that we faces, you know, that we face, that actually affects, you know, our love lives. Support system disappear, roles shift. You find out in some homes the man will be cooking more, maybe the woman is not always around. So, but we just have to always understand that the role has shifted. So we also have to shift and not feel resentful, not feel overwhelmed, not resenting our spouses. And of course, times become scarce. I can say that because after my 9-to-5, sometimes I'll just feel so tired to do some things. And then I will say, like yesterday, I was home and I was like, I was going to do some paperwork. I was going to do some things for my show. Before you know it, it was already late evening on Friday morning, Friday night, and then Friday night. And I didn't sleep until about 2 a.m. this Saturday morning. So it's just sometimes the time is just so... it's just so short because it's a fast-paced world. And many couples moved abroad expecting opportunities, but nobody prepares them for the emotional disconnection. So the emotional disconnection is actually something that a lot of people, you know, frown at, and then sometimes leads to divorce and all that. And of course, suddenly the conversations becomes transactional. You know, it's about bill payments. Bills payment is about... it's about maybe things that has to do with children and all that. And affection feels so like a luxury. And of course, silence replaces intimacy. Yes, because somebody has gone to work to do some 10-hour shift. The person comes back. The person keeps quiet. The other person is going again. And everybody keeps quiet and then nobody is talking. So there's even no room sometimes for communication, especially if the spouse are not always together at the same time. For spouses that are maybe... they are 9-to-5, they come back, they are able to communicate and balance. But for spouses that are not, maybe when one person is coming back, they just have to be intentional, like we mentioned last week. They have to be intentional. And this Valentine's Day, it becomes a reminder of what used to be. Love doesn't die, it gets neglected. That is just it. Love doesn't die, it actually gets neglected. So I'm going to now read some messages about, you know, we said people should talk about their love language, share their love language with us, you know, so that we can understand what it's all about. And a lot of people sent in their messages. So I'm going to read about 4 or 5 messages and then we'll go on a quick break after that. But let me just go on to read some. So we've got Aisha from UK. Aisha says, my love language is words of affirmation. Hearing thank you and I appreciate you changed my marriage. My advice, don't assume your partner knows you love them. Say it. So that is just it. Aisha has just said it. Don't assume my partner knows I love him or her. Just tell your partner, when you wake up in the morning, do you know I love you? When you see your partner, when you're sitting down, do you know I love you? It goes a long way, you know. It goes in the mind, it goes in the man, in the brain. It sinks actually in the heart of the man and the woman. Thank you, Aisha, for that. That's spot on. Michael from Canada says, acts of service is mine. So we've heard one, words of affirmation, like saying thank you, appreciating that guy, that man, that your boo, that your babe. You understand? Michael says, from Canada, Michael says, acts of service is mine. When my wife's help without me asking. It makes me feel seen. Small help matters more than big gifts. When your husband has dropped his jacket somewhere, are you going to help him to take it up and put it in the appropriate place, or you are going to ignore and say, let him do it by himself? Your spouse has finished using cups or plates and it's there hanging in the living room. Are you going to say, let him take it away by himself, or you're going to help him to take it away? So that one is even maybe something that looks like the woman's role to do. How about, is you wash your own trekkers or sneakers, whatever you call it, or canvas in the climb where you live, but he does his own too? Have you tried to say, oh, let me take it and wash everything for him? I remember sometimes I was just like, you know, men, they have different socks and they use it, they put it in different shoes. Remember recently I just packed all my husband's socks and everything, put it in the washing machine and washed everything for him, dried everything, and then placed it back for him. So that is one act of service. So I'm not waiting for him to do it, and I'm not neglecting or ignoring the fact that he needs to wash his socks. I'm not looking like, oh, you can wash it by yourself. Another message from Ngozi from Nigeria. Okay, Ngozi from Nigeria. I speak quality time, even 20 minutes of talking without phones, healed our distance. Advice: be present, not just available. So I love what you just said, Ngozi, especially for migrants' family where you have the spouse has gone to work. So he said 20 minutes. So 20 minutes of that, your break time when you're eating, if it's not the time when that woman is sleeping, call. Or if you're on your way to work, call. Geez, how was your day? She came back and you left for work. So by the time you are in that train or you're in that bus or you're commuting in your car, if you're driving, fine, you cannot talk, you cannot do all those things, you will be distracted. But you've taken a tram, you've taken a train, you've taken a bus, why don't you use that time? Don't say, no, I want to use that time to catch up and read or something, or use that time to start calling your other friends. Use that time to call your spouse. Use that time to talk to your spouse. Thank you very much. So it's like Ngozi said, it's not just about being present. It's not just being available. You don't need to be available. You can make your presence known. So Fatima from UK says, act of service saved us. My husband now helps with the kids and I feel supported. Love is action, not promise. So you've heard that. Thank you very much, Fatima. It says, love is action, not promise. So now, husband, so if you're an African man and you are not always helping out, this is the time. So don't say, I'm an African man, I'm not supposed to help to cook, I'm not supposed to help with the assignments, I don't do all that. You don't do all that back in Africa. Even if you pay for it here in the UK or you pay for it in Canada, you have tutorial classes, you are in the Canada for your children. That does not mean you should not help. That does not mean you should not help them with their laundry. That does not mean you should not help them, especially if they are younger and they can't do things by themselves, so that the woman will not feel resentful and will not feel overwhelmed. So let me just going to go on a quick break right now. And then when we come back, we're going to talk more about what the listeners have said. And then we'll take the conversation a little bit on a higher note. So we'll be right back after this break. Don't go away.
Whispers in the morning of love and sleep and tight are rolling by like thunder now as I look in your eyes. I hold on to your body and feel each move you make. Your voice is warm and tender, love that I could not forsake. 'Cause I'm your lady.
Welcome back. This is still the family room where we talk about parenting, we talk about children, and we talk about family life, everything in between family life. And I'm your host, Faye Kemi. And you remember, you should follow me on Facebook and on Instagram. It's Faye Kemi Adeyemi Bangwishi, and on TikTok, it is FK Mighty. And of course, you can also subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's Faye Kemi Bangwishi TV, where I put all the content, all our radio shows, all the episodes of Family Room. You can actually catch up on that. And remember to follow Radio Africana, www.radioafricana.com. That's on the website. Radio Africana, it's not an online radio, it's a live radio. But you can also catch us on the website, and of course, you can download on App Store. So we've been talking about, it's this Valentine's special of the Family Room, because we said, let's pause it a little and talk about love, that there's power in love, just like that music that you just listened to by Celine Dion. There's power in love. And in part one, I asked you to send in your experiences about short messages, about love, about marriage and family life abroad, and of course about your love languages, what you do and how you share love with your spouse. So I'm going to read some of the messages again. I've got David from USA says, my love language is physical touch, simple hugs after work, reduced attention. Don't underestimate affection. It calms the heart. I would say, if you wake up on the bed and you do not give your husband or your spouse a hug, it is not nice at all. If you do not cuddle before you even get out of bed. A lot of us, we just rush out of bed. You know, recently I've tried as much as possible, you know, and I'm going to continue to do that. As long as my spouse is beside me when I'm waking up, I want to do a little cuddle, a little peck, and then stand up. It's not to just rush off as if I'm rushing off as a single person. So it goes a long way. Thank you, David, for that. That has worked for David. That's physical touch. This is so honest, and it sounds like your own. Let me see. Samuel from Germany says, words of affirmation, living abroad is hard. Encouraging words kept us strong. Keep life into your partner. Speak life into your partner. Sorry about that. Especially in tough season. That is it. So especially in tough season. I remember yesterday, Friday, my husband was just trying to do some things. He was sending something like an official document, and he made a mistake by, you know, putting a wrong email and all that. And he just felt so bad with himself. And immediately I entered the room. It was after my own work and he was still working. I just said, no, come on, guy. You know, I just like spoke that word into him. And I said, no, you don't need to fight yourself. You don't need to kill yourself. You don't need to, you know, worry too much. All you just have to do is to apologize, send another email and say they should ignore the previous email. And then you do the needful, you make the correction, you know, correct the error, and then you share. That was what I told him. And you know the next thing, when he finished that, he just came to me. It was after work. He just came to me, just said, thank you so much. In fact, it was even before I left the room. It's part of his own office space. So he said, thank you so much, darling. And then when he came back downstairs to the kitchen, you know, he just gave me a hug, said, thank you so much. And I was rushing out to get some things from the store. So I said, okay, I was rushing out. You know, that's just it. He's shown me that appreciation, that affirmation. And then, of course, I showed him that affirmation by, you know, speaking life into him, and especially because he felt down at that moment. Yvonne from South Africa says, "I need quality time. Date nights at home brought us back. So you don't need money to reconnect, just intention." We mentioned it, we said it a lot last week. I said it, that it is intention. It has to be intentional. That quality time has to be intentional. That word of affirmation has to be intentional. You have to remember, what is your spouse's love language? Is it gift? Is it word of affirmation? So you need to know your spouse. Is it physical touch? You have to do it intentionally. You have to know about it. If you don't know, go read more about it. There are so many books. There are so many things on the internet that you can use to read and find out. You can ask your spouse. I remember telling you last week that before last week, my husband asked me again that, what is your love language? Because he wanted to know again. And then we started joking and he said, you don't even have anyone at all. So, John from USA says, my wife's love language is gifts, and I misunderstood it before. Now I know it's about thoughts, not price. Listen before judging. That, I would say, drives home. Who can relate to that? Everybody loves gifts, but some people, they so much love gifts. If your spouse loves gifts, give it. Kemi from UK says, I value acts of service. When my partner supports me emotionally and practically, love feels balanced. Love should be feel like teamwork. Yeah, love should be feel like teamwork. Because if you've got a spouse that helps you with your house chores, with your own part of, whatever you need to do, you feel loved and then you show love. That is just it. I remember so many preachers would talk, if your wife comes back from work and your wife cooks and cooks and cooks and cooks in the night, and then your wife goes on the bed and you expect a night fellowship, forget it. That wife would not give it to you because the wife is already tired, feel resentful. But grab a chair, sit down. Do you want to cut vegetables? You help to cut the vegetables. Do you want to rinse out something? Rinse it out. Don't say you don't know how to do it. I know so many men that don't know how to cook. And when they migrated, they actually had to go on YouTube to watch. Go on YouTube, go on TikTok, you Google. You know, search you TikTok, search Facebook, search YouTube. You see a lot of cooking, you know, recipes and a lot of things. You can learn how to do those things and help your spouse. And what I hear in all these messages is not lack of love, you know, it's just lack of rest, understanding, and emotional safety. You know, when people do not some people, when they don't connect to their spouse, they will definitely burn out and then they will be stressed out. And this is where tonight's conversation, you know, shifts to. Let me just read two more messages. And when we come back, then we will talk more about love languages. Or I would rather just quickly talk about the love languages. It's something that a lot of couples misunderstand, because many relationships fail not because people don't love, but because they are loving in language their partner does not understand. So when you love in a language that your partner does not understand, definitely you will love amiss. You just need to love in that language. We've mentioned a lot of people, we've read so many messages, words of affirmation, with gifts, quality time, act of service. So you just need to know your spouse love language. Is it physical touch? You might be cooking every day, but your partner wants conversation. So you need to know when your partner wants conversation and not frown at that time. You need to know when your partner wants conversation and not squeeze your face that time. You need to know when your partner wants conversation and not spend 1 hour talking to your friends and families. Give it to your partner. You might be providing financially, but your partner wants affection. That is physical touch. Maybe your partner wants you to touch him or her at that moment. That is physical touch. So you need to know that it's not just about you and just say, no, I'm thinking I'm doing something. I remember when I was younger in my marriage. My marriage now will be 18 years this December. Yes, 18. 18 good years. I've got a 17-year-old child, turning 17. Yeah. So my marriage has come of age. But I remember very well that time, you know, because I work in a radio station and then I was always busy. When I come back, I still want to answer to clients' email because I had to do with clients, you know, marketing and all that. And then I still have to answer clients' query and emails and send some things, do some things, do come up, do proposals and all that. So I didn't get it. Because sometimes I come back and I'm carrying my laptop. And for years, my husband keeps talking. Is this laptop? Is this laptop? Is this laptop? Is the laptop? Ask me if I'm still doing it. I'm still doing it. But I'm now more intentional. You know, like after 9 to 5, I still take time. But I give time for my family and my husband. Sometimes I would just say, okay, because I don't sleep early. So when he goes to bed and if I need to retire with him for some time, I will. Then I'll come back. I don't mind working till late, early hours of the morning, like 1 a.m. if I need to. Especially if I need to sleep in late. I'll do that if I'm not an early shift of work. If I'm not resuming at 8 a.m. If maybe my work starts at 9:30, then I can do that. I can cheat. But I will take time. I'll satisfy everybody, not just the husband. Satisfy even your children. So you might want help, but your partner thinks silence means peace. If you want help, don't keep silence. Communicate. Tell your spouse. If you want help, don't say he's not going to help me. Talk to your spouse. Find time to sit down and say, babe, guy, I need your help in the kitchen. I need your help sometimes. So you don't need to keep quiet. So I want you wherever you are. You can take a book. You can do it on your phone. If you are a family and you're listening to this, tell your spouse to get a paper, a piece of paper. You to get a piece of paper. And then you are going to type one. If your love language is words, you love words, good words, beautiful words, words that births life, words that encourages, not words that pushes someone down. So type one. And if it is quality time, type two. So if your spouse is with you, you're going to exchange this and then you're going to look at it together. If it is act of service, quality time means that when your spouse needs that time, you give it. You give it. You don't compromise. You don't compromise. And type three, if it is act of service, that is, you will always help out. You will not ignore. You might still be in Africa. You not say, it is car. When he's going to wash his car, if he's not taking his car wash, you to put on a bump shot. Go and join him and help him. If he's parked his car, he's tired, he's got back from work on a Friday. Saturday morning, you two wake up in the morning and help. Climb the Jeep and wash it for him. Or take it to the... I know I've done things like that for my husband, you know, back home. I'll just drive my car to the car wash, come back, and then drive east to the car wash. Then I'll take mine back or call him to say, come and pick up your car now, it's ready. And then the two cars are clean. And we are ready for the weekend or we are ready for the new week. So type four, if it is touch, affection, that hug. You like your husband to always hug you. You like your wife to always hug you. To always give you a peck in the forehead when he wakes up. Peck in the forehead when she wakes up. So if it is touch, type four. And if it is gifts, so some people love gifts, type five. If you are finished, just exchange. And if you're going to listen to this show after on YouTube, try this game with your spouse and then you exchange. If you don't know what love language is, you can actually read up, both of you, then you try this game and then you exchange what it is. I'll take two more messages and then, or three, and then we'll come back to discuss more and then wrap it up. I've got Ahmed from Hamed. Some people say Hamed. Sorry if I've made a mistake. Ahmed from France says, my language is physical touch. You know, I just mentioned it. Holding hands during walks helped us reconnect. Touch builds security. When I walk with my husband, we don't hold hands, you know, but in the house, of course, it touches. And I've got a younger child, not too young. She's just going to be 13 this year. And she's always like coming in between us and saying, don't touch my mommy this way. Don't touch my mommy this way. You understand? So I want to believe that we can, you know, actually continue to touch. That is spot on. Continue to touch if your spouse loves that. If your spouse does not love that, you can encourage your spouse, but you can't force it. If your spouse does not love that, don't push it. I've got Lola from Nigeria. Yes. Quality time healed our communication. We talk every night now. Advice, schedule love like you schedule work. Thank you so much, Lola. That is spot on. You got it right there. You hit it. You just hit it the way I did last weekend. I said, you have to schedule your love time, your quality time, like you schedule your work. You know you're going to work at 8 o'clock. You schedule to wake up at 6 a.m. So schedule to wake up at 5:45. If you got a spouse like mine that is already up at that time, checking news, you know, checking social medias and all that, and sometimes reading up some things, news and all that, or listening to news or praying sometimes, schedule it and say, okay, this guy wakes up at this time. Put your own schedule forward to wake up before that time and talk and, you know, touch and, you know, spend quality time. Ask about each other's day if you could not ask the previous night and all that. Peter from Ireland says, I learned my wife needs words. Once I started expressing appreciation, conflicts reduced. Speak more, assume less. Thank you so much, Peter. Speak more, assume less. We'll come back to speak more about love language as we go on a quick break. Don't go away. Yeah, welcome back. It's still the family room where we talk about parenting children and family life. And today we're not talking parenting, we're not talking children, we're actually talking family life, but a part of it which is very important that keeps the family going, it's actually the engine of the family, and that is the word L-O-V-E, love. And what Shay Shodimu just said is love me Jeje, love me tender. It's as if that song should just keep rolling. If you don't know the meaning of Jeje, you are not from Nigeria and you're not from that Yoruba speaking tribe from Nigeria. It means love me tender. Tender means Jeje, gently. Love me, pamper me. Love me, pamper me. I need some pampering. I need some touch. I need some affection. I need the gift. I need the warmth. I need the hug. I need the kisses. I need everything that will make our family grow and live together. Thanks to everyone that has sent in messages. I love you guys for all the good messages about love language, because that has actually helped. It has indeed actually helped us. I've got Zainab from UK. Says physical touch helps me feel emotionally safe. A simple hug can stop an argument. Pause and reconnect. Physical touch helps me feel emotionally safe. That is this. Mark from Canada says, I thought gifts were shallow, but my wife taught me they are symbols of care, love. Languages are not demands. They are bridges. I want that to sink. Can that sink into us? He says, Mark says, love languages, they are not demands, they are just bridges. So there's the man, there's the woman, and love language is the bridge. So that is actually what bring about the two together. Imagine if there's no bridge between an island and the mainland. That means you cannot connect from the mainland to the island. Oh, that is so wonderful. Thank you so much for that, telling us about that. That will sink into me now. I hope it's sinking into someone. And remember to follow me on TikTok. It's FK Mighty. Follow me on YouTube, Fekemi Bangbushe TV. Subscribe to my channel. Watch and also like all the content on my TV channel on YouTube. Remember to follow Radio Africana on TikTok, on Instagram, and on Facebook. That is just Radio Africana. Amaka says, Amaka from UK says, act of service helped me feel less alone as a mom. Partners show love through shared responsibility. She's gone outside, you migrated. Before, maybe somebody will carry the bin and go and trash, but now she's gone outside. Someone like me now, I love washing my garbage bins every month. You know, I'll just sanitize and put antiseptic, you know, disinfectant and all that, and then I'll wash. I just did recently. Imagine the woman is doing that in the garden, trying to wash about 4 garbage bins. Go in there, start singing. You know, continue to be singing, love me, Jeje, love me, tender. The woman will still be so happy and not feel resentful. The woman is cooking, is going to cook like about 4 dishes. Stay there. Get a stool. Don't sit down and keep watch. Instead of sitting down in your living room and watching Arsenal match in the living room, go and sit with your wife in the kitchen and watch her cook for some time, and help her to rinse, and help her to cut the vegetables, help her to do blend the pepper and all that. That is, if that is what she likes, that time in between, it is the bridge that will connect your island to a mainland. I've got Daniel from Kenya says, my language is words of affirmation. Encouragement keeps me going in diaspora. Don't be silent. Speak love. That is the word. Continue to speak love. Thank you, Daniel, for reminding us to speak love, and of course love. I've got Tunde from USA. Tunde says, understanding love languages saved our marriage. So to all couples out there, if you do not understand love language, pick up the book on that go on Amazon and get, there are so many books I don't want to sell for anyone. There's so many books, fantastic books. Go on YouTube. You can even watch YouTube to understand. There's nothing you go on YouTube particularly to search the videos on that. You get it will explain more. Like I said, play that games, the game, what I just did, you know, within myself, what I just did. Just do it, play with your spouse so that you can understand your spouse's love language. So Tunde says, advice to couples is love your partner the way they understand, not the way you prefer. The way they understand, if you like touching too much, and that person, that man, that woman does not like. I recently someone, a celebrity or someone that is a celebrity, a popular figure in Africa, I think did something to the wife during the birthday. The wife did something to the husband during the birthday ceremony. The husband actually had to dodge that act of, you know, kissing each other in the front of everybody. Which I felt like we could, the man could have just managed. But if you know that is not your spouse's love language, don't give it in that open space. You can do it in your home. Don't do it in that public where your husband will just show you where. And then you feel resentful and you feel hurt. And you just won't just know what to do again. I think I've got one more message. I hope I didn't miss any message there. I read Mark, Esther, did I read Esther's message? Esther from Netherlands says, quality time actually strengthens our bond. We take walks and talk. Advice, remove distractions when connecting. That is actually very, very important. If it is a game, a football game, that will not make you to connect, that will distract you when you're connecting, take it away. Sit down with your spouse and ask, or in a day, just say I think I'm going to also be intentional now. Just ask a night before, look at your schedule and say, when are we going to have our 20 minutes together? That 20 minutes is just you and I. If someone calls you, you're not going to pick up the call. If someone calls me, I'm not going to pick up that call. If the children comes in, we'll say, no, this is mommy and daddy's time. Just like I have time for my children, I should have time for my spouse. So if you've got 20 minutes of your time, if you plan weekly or monthly that you're going to spend 2-3 hours at the spa, 4 hours in the salon, plan how many minutes you're going to spend. If you know Mondays to Fridays, you are not available. Both of you are not available. You are available on Sunday, tomorrow after Valentine, for the first time in your life. Plan. How many minutes are you going to spend with your guy? How many minutes are you going to speak to him? And I want to say a very big thank you to everyone that sent in their messages this night. We do not take for granted everything that you sent in. And as we're going to close tonight, I want to remind you that love doesn't need perfection, it needs intention. So I want to say that you should schedule connection and not just survival. Speak appreciation out loud. Touch without expectation. Listen without fixing, and rest together. So I want to say a very big thank you to everyone that sent in their messages. And before we go, I'm going to read a few more messages. I know that about 3 other messages came in. So I'm just going to read those messages now. Fumi from Nigeria says, my own is language is word of affirmation. Because that is what keeps me going. I love the word of affirmation. Thank you very much for me. And then we've got Titi Layo from USA says, understanding my husband's love language has helped me a lot. my husband loves quality service. Before, I always ignore the things that my husband needs to do. In fact, I turn blind eye to my husband's needs. But now, I make sure that I do not turn that blind eye, but open my eyes wide. And I helped my husband. Thank you so much for that. And I've got Khalid from Canada says, my own love language is act of service, because it has helped me to not feel lonely. And now that my husband understand that is act of service, he now shows more love when I'm in the kitchen, when I'm cooking, and sometimes when I'm doing laundry, especially if it's laundry that I need to do with my hands that I cannot do with the washing machine. Now he sits with me in the bathroom, and during that time he talks about every other thing. He asks me questions about how my week, because sometimes I do this on a Saturday morning, and he asks how my week has been, and we use that time to catch up on moments, on things that has happened. Thank you very much. I want to say thank you, everyone. Remember to follow Radio Africana on TikTok, and also follow Radio Africana on Instagram, and of course on Facebook. And of course, follow me on Facebook, Fekemi Adeyemi Bangbushi. On Instagram is also Fekemi Adeyemi Bangbushi. And of course on TikTok is FK Mighty. And remember the practical tips I gave you a while ago. I said schedule connection, not just survival. Speak appreciation out loud. Say thank you. Say I love you. Say I appreciate you, my husband. Say I appreciate you. If I want to say it in a local dialect, Olowo Remi Akoniade. You know, just rub the ego of your spouse. It's not just your husband alone. Touch without expectation. Touch without thinking in mind the bottom line, the destination. Just touch. Listen without fixing. Listen. You've got two listening ears. Listen. Then rest together. Rest together. Take time out for that holiday. Take time out. Plan your holidays. Plan your holidays. In fact, if you have not planned, next year Valentine, you can start planning. Next year Valentine, we're going to go to the Bahamas. We're going to go to Barbados. We're going to go to Tenerife. We're going to go to Skegness. Just plan it. Even plan. We're going to go to Ibadan. We're going to go to the USA. We're going to go to Cross River or Budukatu Ranch. We're going to go to even an Airbnb and just stay there and just enjoy ourselves. Rest. And how did I show love? So it's in the language. That is how you show love. It's in the language. That is the language that you speak. And from me and everyone in Radio Africana, I want to say enjoy your evening. And enjoy the rest of this Valentine season. And it's bye from me. I'll see you again next Saturday. Keep listening to Radio Africana. Bye.
Love you so. Be a shoulder to cry on when you're in need. They'll never leave you alone, no.
When your friends bring you down
and they drag you through the dirt,
and when nobody's around,
they'll carry you through the hurt. Just remember,
just remember.